Welcome to episode 56 of Strings Attached. I'm your host, Paul Kitchen, and I'll let you know in a minute why I haven't done a podcast in about a year. Well, actually, I have no explanation for that except the fact that I have not done a podcast for over a year. I was recently working on the redesign of paulkitchen.com. And working with my buddy Claude, actually, on that. And I discovered a few things about coding, which I wasn't familiar with. Paulkitchen.com used to be a database-driven site many years ago, and then I made it a WordPress site many years ago, and I just took it back to a database-driven site. And as far as podcasts go, for the last few years, I have been using a particular distributor to put my podcast out there. And during the recoding of paulkitchen.com, I realized I could bypass that and just make my podcast database driven as well. Since I was hosting it on AWS S3 and not using the podcast distributor's hosting service. So I realized then when I got that working that, yeah, I haven't done one of these in a while, and I have a new system as far as how to notify the podcast hosts that there is a new podcast. So I'm going to do a new one today just so I can see if my system works to let them know that there is a new one. What do you know? Anyway, hope you guys are doing well. The last I spoke to you, I had just put out an album called Turquoise and Blue, which was live from the NSYNC Asylum Volume 3. And that's when I usually do some stripped down revisits to songs I hadn't played in a long time. And pretty much shortly thereafter, I got into, got the idea that I was going to remix, remaster A Matter of Time, which came out a little over 25 years ago. And that was my first project in the box, per se. And I've detailed this a little bit in past podcasts. I'm not going to go totally through it. But I do, back then, I originally recorded that album in eMagic Logic Pro on Windows, because I had started with eMagic Logic on a Mac and then moved to Windows. So that album was Windows' first total album I ever did in the box, all on the hard drive. Prior to that, I was using an 8-track reel-to-reel, time code for MIDI, blah, blah, blah. But back then, for the A Matter of Time album, I still have most of that equipment, and I actually can get eMagic Logic on Windows to run, even though it's been defunct for, you know, a couple decades now, probably. It should not run, but I got it to run. And I got it to, so the idea was to, and I had exported, it was because of that, I was able to open up the old file, which was an audio recording, export the audio, export the MIDI, and also hook it up to the original MIDI equipment. So at least I knew what the original sounds were, which I could then keep or replace with more the stuff I'm using now, which is most likely a VST-driven sample. And I was also able to, whenever possible, and I pretty much did it every time on the remix of that song, of that album, replace the drums, which is really the thing that bugs me the most about a lot of my older recordings, which were drum machines and Alesis drum machines, Oberheim DX drum machines, all kinds of stuff. So I got everything brought in for that album A Matter of Time, and then that just led to another thing, and I thought, I'm going to put together a retrospective. I'm nearing 50 years of recording now, and I'm going to remix anything and everything that needs it, and that's what I ended up doing, and it ended up becoming something called Evidence, Volumes 1 and 2. Both of them are double albums, so I guess it's about 4 albums worth of stuff. All remixed, all remastered. And the idea, if you want to listen to some Paul Kitchen music, you should be able to go there and get your fix or decide you don't want any more of it pretty quickly. So with that, I'm going to start off with a song from, not from A Matter of Time, but from the And We Dream sessions. And this is another thing that I discovered when transferring all of my reel-to-reel stuff to digital. A lot of those songs I kept working on, and I had forgotten that I had. So I would go back to something like this song, Put Your Love in My Hands, and realize, wait a minute, all the guitars are gone, all the vocals are different, what's going on here? And I reconstructed that. That was much harder than the stuff, because that was a 8-track reel-to-reel that used time code. It was very complex to try to get it at all sync up with the old, because I did have the MIDI data, but to get it to sync up with the tape was a chore, because the tempos and everything fluctuate, particularly on tape, even if you know what the tempo is. So this is Put Your Love in My Hands from Evidence Volume 2. And it's kind of a Frankenstein project, but it's actually pretty cool. And I didn't know it existed, but it exists now. Check it out.
Put your love in my hands.
Okay, and we're back. That was Put Your Love in My Hands from Evidence, Volume 2. That album came out on my 68th birthday in December of 25. And I'm going to play a little bit more from Evidence, Volume 1 and 2 in a minute, but I'll move on to what's happened since then. I spent most of 2025 and Volume 2 actually came out. No, Volume 2 came out in January of 26. Volume 1 of Evidence came out on my birthday. So I spent most of 25 working on that collection. Not a lot of playing, not a lot of singing. So once that was done in 26 this year, at some point I said, I feel like I need to go find out whether I can still play or sing or do anything, mainly to see where I was at. And I found out that I was very rusty indeed, including my instruments. Two of my favorite guitars, I've decided it's a 64. What have I decided it is? 1964 Gibson Melody Maker. And my 1988 Fender Strat Plus. Looking through those serial numbers on both of those, the Fender in particular may be a little bit older than 88, but it's hard to tell that particular vintage. It's hard to pin down precisely. Some will say it's an 88, but either way, both of them needed setup work. My fingers needed some calluses. I needed to sing, work on how the hell I breathe and sing at the same time. And it took me a little while to get going, but I started recording. When did I start? January 19th. I recorded the first song of what became my new album, which came out last week, called Blaming on Midnight. And the first song I recorded was Please Be With Me, which I think I first heard that by Eric Clapton back in 74, 461 Ocean Boulevard. And later I heard it by the band Cowboy. Dwayne Allman played guitar on that particular song for Cowboy. It was written by a guy named Scott Boyer. Why am I talking about that song? I'm not sure, because I'm not playing it. What I'm going to play is a song called Shame on the Moon, written by Rodney Crowell. And it's where the title comes from of the album. And so anyway, it's my third covers album, Blame It on Midnight. It's a different direction, a little, not really country, not really folk. Folk rock. I don't know what it is, but it's the first album that I really couldn't figure out how I felt about it, because I knew I worked hard on it. I actually had to try to sing and play. I was that rusty, and it took effort, and it's not something I'm used to doing, trying, you know. I knew I tried and put my best effort forth, and then I knew I liked the way it sounded. So that's what else can I do? So the new album's called Blaming on Midnight. It's out now, streaming in all your favorite places. And this is Shame on the Moon. Check it out. Until you've been beside a man, You don't know what it wants. You don't know if it cries at night. You don't know if it don't. When nothing comes easy, oh, nightmares are real. Until you've been beside a man, you don't know how it feels. Once inside a woman's heart, a man must keep his head. Heaven opens up the door where angels fear to tread. Some men go crazy, some men go slow, some men go just where they want, some men never go. Shame on the Moon from the new album, Blame It on Midnight. When I was redoing the PaulKitchen.com site and moving away from a WordPress site, throughout the years I would write an article making of an album or whatever, and I moved all of those articles over to Substack. And on PaulKitchen.com, there is an articles link to go to all of those, or you can go to my Substack page. where there is a making of evidence article, and there's a making of blame it on midnight article. Goes into some of the details while they're still fresh in my mind. And speaking of the song that I was describing, Please Be With Me, there's a video of that up on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, Paul Kitchen Music. And when you go to these places, please subscribe. Subscribe to the Substack page. Subscribe to the YouTube page. If you like the music, send me a message. You can do that on my website. Love to hear from you. I'm going to go back to evidence now. There were a few tunes that kind of stood out to me that pleased me as far as the remixes and the remaster. I really liked that. Some things that had bothered me for a while. We're a little bit past the 10-year point of Living with Fiction, which was kind of a very important album in my career. And the title track is one of the ones that I really liked the remix of. And where's this music coming from? Stop it. I use Cubase to do my podcast, and I have to mute some tracks until I get down to the final mix and unmute some tracks. Anyway, Living with Fiction is one of the remix remasters that I really like. This is from Evidence Volume 1, Living with Fiction. Check it out.
Thank you. something real. I'm living with fiction. Show me something real. Show me something real. I'm living with fiction. They burned this building down. I'm just so thankful that I'm still alive.
Okay, and we're back. That was Living with Fiction from Evidence Volume 1. That was a remix remaster. I'm going to finish up with another remix remaster from Volume 1 called Whisper Falls. And this one in particular was kind of what I referred to early on. I got to this track and the guitars were different. So if you stick around with this song, you will hear guitar stuff that's not on the original And We Dream album from 1993. There's also a video for this song up on my YouTube channel, Whisper Falls, for this Evidence mix. So check that out. There's also a video of Petty Tyrant from Volume 2, a remix remastered that sounds really good, up on YouTube. So check that out. This is Whisper Falls from Evidence Volume 2. Thank you.
passion for the times when you and I were young, were more than foggy dreams. And the reasons for these golden rings are hiding in the whispered fall. They're hiding in the whispered fall.
And that was Whisper Falls from Evidence Volume 1. And that's going to have to do it, folks. I hope you enjoyed this. It felt good to do this again. It's been more than a year. We'll see how long it takes me to come back. Sometimes I seem to, when I was doing this for the website, I noticed that I did them in batches. Like I would do 4 or 5 and stop and do 4 or 5. So we'll see what happens here. But I wish you all the best. I pray all the time that we can get some leadership in this world that can stop killing people and stop committing genocide and learn how to get along. We're all humans here. And it would be nice to have some leadership with integrity and morality as we go forward.
And a life.
I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All you want is happiness. And a life free of suffering. Happiness. No suffering.
Thank you for listening to Strings Attached, brought to you by Starfish Real Estate in Vero Beach, Florida, helping buyers and sellers for nearly 20 years. For more music, check out paulkitchen.com. See you next time.